This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. So Memorial Day comes around, and what happens? Well, we all start dreaming of summer, of course, especially the idea of a vacation. On that subject, let's just admit it. We Americans are always a little jealous of our friends over in Europe, where vacations are actually mandated, which makes it a good time to ask.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
What's up, Europe? Martina Stevis is here to answer that question for us today. She covers European economics for Dow Jones and the Wall Street Journal. Born and raised in Greece, but she's based in Brussels. Martina, thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure.
So, listen, a report came out this week in the United States that estimated that almost a quarter of Americans get no vacation time at all. Just for comparison's sake, what do most Europeans get when it comes to time off in the summer?
Well, I think on average you would get around 25 days in a year. Things are really, really quiet over the summer in Europe as well. August tends to be a really unproductive month. So people do tend to take a couple of weeks off over August and then spread the rest of the holiday time, around Easter time or other religious holidays and Christmas time or so.
Is that changing at all, though? Is there any temptation on the part of some of these European countries to cut back on mandated vacation time, given that the economy is doing so poorly, that you've got these government austerity measures in place? Has anybody decided we can't afford this anymore?
Actually, not really. I think the point people are trying to make here in Europe is that if you're not rested and if you haven't had some proper time with your family and some time to unwind, this is actually going to catch up with the quality of your work.
Tell Americans that, right? Talk about your home country, though, Greece, where the jobless rate right now is, what, about 27%? Is that right?
That's right. And it's about 60% for youth.
Yeah.
So
for
guys up to girls up to 24 years of age, yeah.
How can anybody afford a vacation with that going on?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The good thing the Greeks have going for them is that they actually live in a beautiful country that happens to be a top tourist destination.
Right.
And I think Greeks do tend to stay in Greece for their holidays.
Yeah.
I mean, when everyone else is coming to your country for a holiday, why would you choose to leave?
To escape the obnoxious tourists, for one. But yeah. I read the other day that Greece is really banking on a busy tourist season to help boost its economy. How important is it to Greece that they really reel in tourists this summer?
Oh, it's crucial. It's very important. It's not to say that, the Greek economy depends 100% on tourism. It doesn't, of course.
Yeah.
But it would be such a big breather and such a big psychological factor as well as a matter of survival for those tourist businesses to have a good summer this year. The early signs as we go into the fully fledged kind of summer season, which is the high season for Greece, kind of June to September sort of thing, are good. There's signs of increased pre-bookings from Northern Europe. So I think they are very hopeful. And it is really important, even psychologically, to see a boost this year. But also, not everyone has a massive hotel. There are some very small businesses, small hotels, small restaurants, family-owned normally on the islands, that are really struggling to survive, and those tend to be the most beautiful ones. So these guys really, really depend on this season especially.
So I've got to ask you, what about your own vacation plans? Do you stay in Europe or do you go elsewhere?
Well, it's funny you should ask, because I am due to be inside the beautiful Greek sea in approximately 27 days from now.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yep. Countdown has formally started. And then I'm going to take some time off in August again, and I'll be going back home to Greece. My parents were very lucky, are from the islands. So at very little cost, I can pick and choose between the two different islands that they're from and go see them.
Now, I know you're not a travel guide, but do us a favor here. Americans, when they go to Europe, they seem to go to all the same places. They like to go to Italy, they go to Spain, maybe they take that trip to Paris or London. If I'm an American on a limited budget and I want to go somewhere in Europe where not a lot of other tourists are going, do you have any advice?
Well, if you're looking to avoid tourists, I guess I wouldn't recommend Greece, although prices are cheaper this year. There's some very good options a little further north. For example, in Croatia.
Croatia.
The sea is beautiful and the coastline is beautiful. And it would be a very nice way to say welcome to the Croatians, who will become the 28th member of the European Union as of July 1st this year.
Aha. Uh-huh. Martina Stevas covers the European economy for Dow Jones and the Wall Street Journal. Martina, thanks a lot.
Such a pleasure. Thank you.